There's another dead body. Daniel Coolen. It's cargo broker for BV Shipping.
I need those autopsy results as fast as possible.
Yeah, I need a blood transfusion. We don't hear me banging on about it. You want autopsy results? Stop having people die the whole time.
He's got a point. Two in a day.
Actually, two deaths in the same day is not that unlikely. It's like the chances of two people having a birthday on the same day. You'd think it'd be one in 365, right? It's not. You get 23 people in a room, and there's a 50-50 chance that two of them have the same birthday. 75 people in a room, and there's a 99.9% chance. It's to do with the compounding power of exponents. I like stats.
Great. That's all we need.
I'm just saying, two people beaten up on the same night in a busy city. There's a broken bottle here. So he got into a fight. Milan Bakker was found on the other side of the city. Inspector Hassel seems to believe he was gay for reasons that I don't quite understand.
His profile had him down as a member of Vitriol. It's an underground gay club.
Okay, so he's gay. And maybe he got into a row with his lover.
What gay lovers are more likely to have arguments?
I don't think he's saying that.
Are you saying that?
No, I'm not. There is just nothing statistically or evidentially to suggest that these two bodies are in any way connected.
Clovis, have you ever cut that stat-obsessed head of yours? People with bottles smashed over their head are covered in blood. Whereas?
There's not much blood. Because when he was hit with the bottle, his blood had already stopped flowing.
Correct.
So he was killed somewhere else, dumped here, and then hit with the bottle to make it look like he died in a random street fight.
Hypostasis backs that up.
I don't think Milan Bakker was killed where we found him either. Two deaths on the same night. That might not be a statistical car crash, but two bodies dumped, staged to look random. That might be.
Got it.
It's not rocket science. Someone's dead. We find out who killed them through a process of steady, but gentle, ceaseless prodding.